Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to share with you a story today, a beautiful story, about a young boy who his father had one of the very first telephones in the neighborhood back in the day. And he remembers this telephone so well because it was polished and fastened to the wall, and the shiny receiver hung on the side of the box, and it was just fascinating to him. And he was too little to reach for the telephone, but he would listen with just fascination and awe whenever his mother talked on it or father talked on it. And then he discovered somewhere that the little device had a little person living in it, and her name, he thought, was Information Please, because every time someone picked up the phone, they would say, this woman on the other end of the line would say, Information Please. And it was like a genie in a bottle, because you could ask this Information Please who anyone was, anyone's phone number, the correct time, anything, and they could supply it. And this little boy thought that the Information Please, the person on the other end of the line, just knew the answer to every life's question. And one day, while his mother was visiting a neighbor, he whacked his finger with a hammer, and the pain was really terrible. But there didn't seem any use in crying, because there was no one home to give him sympathy. So what was the fun in crying? So he walked around the house, sucking his throbbing finger, and finally found himself in the stairway and looked up and saw the telephone. He ran for a footstool, climbed up on it, and reached for the phone and held it to his ear, and it said, Information Please. He said, I hurt my finger. He cried into the phone, and the tears were just flowing now that he had, you know, an audience to cry to. And the voice on the other end of the line said, Are you bleeding? And he said, No. And she asked, Well, is your mother home? And he said, No, nobody's home but me. The operator said, Well, can you open your ice box? And he said, Yes. And she said, Then chip off a little piece of ice and hold it to your finger. Well, after that, Information Please became his answer for everything. He asked her for help with geography. She told him where Philadelphia was. She helped him with his math. She told him that his pet chipmunk that he had just caught in the park would eat fruits and nuts. And there was one time that his pet canary died, and he called Information Please and told her this really sad story about his pet canary that had died. And she said all the usual things that kids, you know, hear when grown-ups are trying to soothe them and make them feel better. But he was unconsoled, and he asked her, you know, why is it that birds should sing so beautifully and bring joy to families only to end up in a heap of feathers in the bottom of a cage? And she must have sensed his really deep concern, and she said very quietly, Paul, always remember that there are other worlds to sing in. And that made him feel a lot better. Well, another day he was on the telephone with Information Please, and he asked the voice, Well, how do you spell fix? And all of this really took place in a small town in the Pacific Northwest. And when he was 9 years old, they moved across the country to Boston, and he missed his friend, Information Please, very much. And somehow never thought of trying a new telephone in a new house. It just wasn't the same. He always referred back to the other telephone and the other operator. Well, he grew into his teens, and memories of those childhood conversations never left him. And often in moments of doubt or perplexity, he would recall that sense of security that he had when he heard that voice on the other end of the line, that patient, understanding voice. And how kind she was to have spent her time on a little boy who just wanted somebody to talk to. Well, a few years later, he was on his way west to college when his plane landed in Seattle. He had about a half an hour in between planes. So he spent 15 minutes on the phone with his sister who lived there. And then, without thinking, he started dialing his hometown operator, and he heard Information Please. And miraculously, he knew it was the same voice. It was the same operator. And he hadn't planned to do this, but he heard himself saying, Could you please tell me how to spell fix? And there was a long pause on the other end of the phone, and a soft-spoken answer came, and it was, I guess your finger must have healed by now. And he laughed and said, you know, so it really is you. And I wonder if you have any idea how much you meant to me when I was a little boy during that time. And she said, well, I wonder how much, you know, if you know how much your calls meant to me. I've never had any children. And I used to really look forward to your calls. He told this woman how often he had thought of her phone calls over the years and how he would visit her when and meet her in person when he came back to visit his sister. And she replied, well, please do. Just ask for Sally. Well, 3 months later, he was back in Seattle and a different voice answered the information. And he asked for Sally. And the other woman said, are you a friend? And he said, yes, a very dear old friend. She answered, well, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but Sally had been working part-time over the last few years because she was sick and she died 5 weeks ago. And before he could hang up the phone, she said, well, wait a minute, did you say your name was Paul? And he replied, yes. And she said, well, Sally left a message for you. And she wrote it down in case you called. And it said, tell him I still say there are other worlds to sing in. He'll know what I mean. Of course, this little boy that's now a man knew what she meant because of the canary and the words of comfort that she had provided about his bird that had passed away. And the message behind this story that the author shares is never underestimate the impression that you're able to make on other people. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.